Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you so much. Hour two underway. Coming up after the break, one of the most inspirational stories. In fact, so much Amazon Prime have made a movie about it, and it is a huge hit. Oh, Jennifer Lopez is in it. It's called Unstoppable. Anthony Robles will join us. We'll also have Jonathan Marlowe and Joe Pickett and Nick Prewer in the next hour. Something I was going to mention last week, but I want to make sure I don't miss it, and that is I want to say condolences to the family of Pete Medhurst. Pete Medhurst was the voice of Navy football for the last 12 years. He had also done Navy basketball, lacrosse, baseball. He was a post-game host of Baltimore Ravens. He filled in for the Nationals now and then. In fact, when they won the World Series in 2019, they gave him a ring. He done the Preakness Stakes, but he and Chris DeMarco, they would always sit down with me at Army Navy. And every once in a while, I'd have them on the air out in San Francisco, but in person in Philly and Boston and New York, Pete would sit down. He was a very nice guy. And he knew I was a Navy fan, at least more than Army. I root for Army unless they're playing Navy. But this year in Washington, D.C., we had Chris on the air before I went. And I asked a guy, Scott Wyckoff, who is a Baltimore broadcaster, and I'm like, where's Pete? And he said he has a very aggressive brain cancer. And I went, what? And I said, how's he doing? And he was like, not good. And I asked somebody else that knew him. I go, so Pete's not doing well? And he goes, no, I think he's going to be okay. And I went, okay, good. And then found out that he had passed away a few days ago. And he got the diagnosis like 2 months ago. Like, that's how aggressive and horrible this was. So I just want to make sure, I want to thank him for all the times he came on my show, but it's a huge loss to the Annapolis family there, Pete Medhurst. Our condolences from Sports Byline. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with Anthony Robles.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. Just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA. Coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our great pleasure to welcome wrestler Anthony Robles, of course a champion at Arizona State, and the main protagonist, the subject of the Amazon Prime movie Unstoppable, the number one movie on Prime right now. And of course, this is based on the book Unstoppable, From Underdog to Undefeated, How I Became a Champion, by our guest, Anthony Robles. Anthony, welcome to the show. I am a Sun Devil fan. How fun was it to get to the playoffs this year, huh?
Well, thank you for having me. And I was extremely proud of our Sun Devils this year. I know a lot of people doubted them, but Sun Devil Nation is very proud of the football team, that's for sure.
You and Scataboo in the ring, who comes out alive?
And then that guy has a ton of heart. I was a big fan of Scataboo and what he represented this year, so that'd be a tough one.
No doubt. So growing up without a leg, and you didn't no prosthetic, and you're a Valley of the Sun kid out of Mesa, when did you start figuring out that, hey, I'm actually not that bad of a wrestler? Because that's not an easy thing to get into.
I started wrestling when I was a freshman, and that year did not go too well for me. Mm-hmm. I think I finished with a 5-8 record, but, I had this passion for the sport and to be the best at it. And I think it was the next year, actually, as a sophomore, I finished 6th in the state of Arizona. And I just remember watching one of my best friends, he won a state title that year, and I'm sitting there in the audience watching him and cheering for him, but thinking in my head, why not me? I'm training like him every single day and putting in the work. I want to get that too. And from there on out, it was just, I was focused on being the best and reaching that state championship podium.
I bet you there were some coaches of teams or wrestlers you lost to who were like, he has the advantage because I can't grab onto the other leg, like the advantage of having yet another leg. I mean, did you have people sort of play that card like, hey, it's not fair?
Yeah, it was interesting. I think I started hearing that for the first time when I was a junior in high school after I won my first state title. And it was kind of interesting, the shift. It was from them kind of feeling sorry for me you know, missing my leg, having, you know, a balance challenge. Now it was an advantage in certain ways. And, you know, at first it made me mad. You know, I felt like they were taking away from all the hard work and the time that I put in to get to where I was at that moment. But the more I thought about it, big picture, is like, you know, I was kind of accomplishing my goal. And that was, you know, I just wanted to be the best wrestler out there. I never wanted people to feel sorry for me. And I never wanted people to see me for what I didn't have. I wanted them to focus on what I did have. And so I felt like, you know, now they're focusing on my advantages. They're focusing on my strengths because I was focused on those things and I was making those things known.
And then, you know, if you want to wrestle, I mean, Iowa Hawkeyes, that's the program. And when you went around, how many schools like Iowa are like, nah, we're good?
Pretty much at all at the Division I level. You know, I was a huge Hawkeye fan. Actually, I have a picture in high school, you know, after I won my state title, I'm wearing the Hawkeyes hat. And, you know, that was my dream to go there. But, you know, the Division I schools, at the time, there were only 10 four-eyed wrestling scholarships for a 33-man roster. So, you know, they basically saw me as too high risk. They saw me as, you know, just being too small and also just because I was missing my leg. So, you know, they overlooked me. But honestly, I felt like in big picture, that was probably the best thing that could have happened to me because it made me even that more hungry, not only to reach my goal, but to prove those coaches and those teams wrong that overlooked me. You know, it's like every time I stepped into the wrestling room, every time I stepped on the wrestling mat, I just tell myself, you know, if I quit, if I give up, if I fall short, I'm proving them right. And so sometimes you just got to use that negativity as motivation. And for me, that was something I was constantly in my head. But, you know, I'm happy that things worked out the way that they should have. You know, I'm proud to be a Sun Devil. I got to stay home in Arizona in the beautiful warm weather in the summertime, and, you know, as opposed to the Iowa weather. But, you know, it all happened for a reason. So
think about how hard it would be for your family and friends to get to Ames or Iowa City. And then now you got Sparky and it's Fear the Fork. And, I mean, you're right. That was I know you wanted to go to the top program, but you took ASU and said, I'll still win here, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was an honor to be there. You know, Arizona State, they had a tradition of you know, some solid national contender teams and really good individual wrestlers that have come through that program. You know, national champions, All-Americans, you know, current former UFC champions as well. And so, you know, to put that singlet on to represent my home state and be in front of the home crowd, for me, that was an honor. And, you know, to be honest with you, you know, I felt like being here, I needed my family support and their strength as well. You know, my mom and my siblings, and, you know, so to be able to see them every week and every weekend as I'm wrestling, as opposed to being, you know, across the country, that was something that I didn't realize at the time. But, you know, as I went through, I really understood that, you know, that's where part of my strength came from, was just being able to lean on my family and their love and their support.
Very cool. So then the book comes out and it's a big hit, and then you get approached by, you know, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, and they're like, we're going to get J-Lo, a young man named Gerald Jerome. I mean, it must have been amazing to have that, but did they have you on sets and you're going, that's right, that's wrong? Or did you just kind of like, you know, maybe like chime in now and then, or do you just watch it like the rest of us?
Well, you know, that was the interesting thing at the very beginning when opportunities to do a film about my life story came up. It was exciting, but also it was kind of terrifying at the same time, because I felt like, you know, like, how much control are we going to have over what's being told? And, you know, is this going to be something that when it hits the screens, something I'm going to recognize as my own story, you know? And so, but we were just blessed with Ben Affleck, with Amazon and Artist Equity, you know, them coming together. They included my family and I throughout the whole process. You know, the script revisions, we were on set pretty much every single day. I had the honor of being Jarrell's body double in the film. And so there are times where, you know, Ben himself would tell me, hey, if there's anything that you don't like, if there's anything that you're not comfortable with that's in the script or that we're doing, you let me know, you let us know. And same thing with everyone on Amazon, everyone with Artist Equity. And they were true to their word on that. You know, there are things that, you know, we might not have liked. We said, okay, no problem, we'll change it. And there are things that we said, you know what, we really feel like this is a strong part of our story. And they said, great, we'll put that in there. And so, you know, just to see the finished product be something that not only I recognize as, you know, my story, but something that I'm proud of and something that's going to inspire the world is truly a blessing to me, because, you know, this is going to outlast my life and it's going to be there for our family's, you know, generations to come. So I'm very happy with it.
Very cool. Just a couple more questions for you. And I was thinking about, like, you know, a lot of sports movies, when guys or gals play a famous athlete, you know, they obviously don't have the talent. So how cool is it that you got to wrestle representing yourself to make sure it looked right, right?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. You know, I felt like I got to train for something all over again. You know, that competition bug in me as an athlete. You know, I got to just go after it one more time. So that was special. And, you know, not only that, they brought in my former assistant wrestling coach from Arizona State, Brian Stith, to help design all the wrestling choreography. So, you know, it was very authentic. And Jarrell, you know, we met back initially in 2019. And so he had been training throughout that process. And so, you know, a lot of credit to Jarrell because, you know, as his double, I was able to basically, you know, execute and compete on the mat at 100% level because of how well he was able to grasp my style and my techniques on the wrestling mat. So, you know, it was, you know, it was because of his commitment to all those little details and what made me on the wrestling mat that I was able to showcase it. So very grateful for that and very grateful for Jarrell for just putting in that time. Cause it's, you know, it was pretty intense. You know, his body took some beating sometimes, but he kept coming back for more and was dedicated to it.
Very cool. Last question for you, and that is just as an inspiration, you know, people like Jim Abbott, born, you know, with one hand, I'll never be a major league pitcher, and he is. I mean, for you, I'm sure there are kids that have one leg thinking, well, I guess sports aren't for me, and then they see you. I mean, what's some of the feedback that you've received after this?
It's been amazing, you know, especially with social media and, you know, having kids reach out just saying, you know, that they want to try wrestling or they've been wrestling or, you know, they heard my story and they want to get into a different sport and just try something that they're passionate about but never, you know, never had the courage to go for it, you know. And so just to be that individual out there, to be a positive role model for them, it's an honor for me. And, you know, that's what this platform with this film was all about, is just helping to inspire that next generation, you know, to wrestle through challenges, to step outside their comfort zone and really – you know, to allow them to define what they're capable of. You know, it doesn't matter what everybody else thinks. It doesn't matter what everybody else believes. It's about you. You know, what are you capable of? What do you want to do? Just do the best of what you have. So to be that person who can kind of give them some feedback and give them some tips here and there, just to be that role model, it's an honor because I wouldn't be here where I am today without those people in my life. So to be that for somebody else, that's what it's all about for me now.
There he is, Anthony Robles. Everybody should check out Unstoppable, the number one download on Amazon this past weekend. It's streaming now, so check it out. Anthony, thanks for being on the show. And as I say, I am an ASU fan, so we're all so proud of you. Congratulations, man.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the world, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco. It is our pleasure to welcome to the show the brand new executive director of Scarecrow Video. It is Jonathan Marlowe, and Jonathan, welcome to the program, Scarecrow Video Library. It is the world's largest. For people who don't know, just tell us about what you have archived there and how big it is.
Well, it's hard to put it in perspective of how immense it really is, because folks who remember video stores from their youth are used to something a bit different. But when I started there in the mid-90s, the whole thing began in 1988, there was less. In its earliest days, there were less than 1,000 films. Now there's 150,000, and it's all formats. So it's anything that you would associate with physical media, so Laserdiscs, Blu-rays, DVDs, VHS. Indeed, people are still renting VHS tapes. But the thing itself is really more of a library. It's considered a culture museum in Seattle, and people use it like a library because you can find things there you can't find anywhere else.
Tell me about, you're talking about VHS, and of course that's, you know, magnetic on tape, and that deteriorates over time. Are you in the process of trying to transfer that stuff, or is there a way to preserve it so it doesn't deteriorate?
Well, in all honesty, I mean, just like audio cassettes, the deterioration is usually a form of a bleed that happens in the magnetic format. So a lot of original VHS tapes work pretty much as you would expect. They are as they're intended. There may be some artifacts, but otherwise, no. They generally still function as it is. In some ways, it can be a more reliable format than the early generations of DVDs, because they have their own defects, this so-called laser rot and things like that. So really, any physical media format can go through its weird stages of deterioration, but a lot of instances where we still have VHS tapes, it's for those titles that have not migrated to another format. Same with a lot of the Laserdiscs that we have, that we maintain them because they have material on them that were never repurposed anywhere else.
You have, like, you know, if you go into a posh liquor store, Top Shelf, you know, Louis the 13th, cognac. Is there like a Turkish Star Wars VHS? Like, what are some of your prized possessions over there?
Well, I would say one that comes immediately to mind, because it's, I guess, unfortunately topical, is there was a television show that David Lynch produced called On the Air, and it aired, well, It existed for a season. I don't recall at this moment whether the entire season actually was broadcast. I believe it was just the first few episodes. But in Japan, there was a Laserdisc released of that show, and it's essentially the only way you could see it. So for David Lynch completists, that would be something to seek out. And because no one makes Laserdisc players anymore, we actually have players that we rent along with the Laserdisc. Same with, we have VCRs that we also rent in case someone needs one in order to watch an old VHS tape.
I probably shouldn't mention this, but you reminded me of my freshman year in college in 1983 at my frat. Someone had a Blu-ray, not Blu-ray, had a Laserdisc Blue Movie. Do you guys archive that stuff too?
If it's what you might call culturally relevant in some way, like there are a handful of adult films that the kind of monologue Spalding Gray starred in, and some of those I would say have a historic redeeming value. But a lot of blue material is available elsewhere, so that's definitely not an area we go out of our way to maintain in the collection, but there are a number of what we refer to as sexploitation titles that we carry at Scarecrow for certain.
Now, we know Ken Jennings from his Jeopardy triumphs and now hosting. He's part of your setup as well?
He's on the board, and I am delighted to have him involved. He's a smart fellow, as you've mentioned. And as it turns out, he has great taste in film, which I guess wouldn't be all that surprising. Although my mother recently had recorded an old episode of Jeopardy off the Game Show Network when Ken was in his original run. I think it was the seventh time he appeared in that run when Alex Trebek was still the host, of course. And he had missed a film question, and I was a little chagrined because it was one that I knew. But that's, you know, that's the benefit. I'm sure now he knows it very well. It's this movie called The Betsy, but that's a deep cut, as it were. So understandable that you didn't know it.
What's one of your guilty pleasures? Like, you know, I remember watching Inglourious Bastards, the Bo Svenson, Fred Williamson version on HBO, and I try to tell people
yeah.
how great that was, and they're like, you mean Tarantino? And I'm like, no, he changed the spelling. Is there a movie that was kind of panned, but you loved it?
Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of movies that I loved the first go around are not necessarily films that other people necessarily were enamored with. But I, you know, in the course of time, there are certain films that were not particularly celebrated when they first were released and now are much more appreciated. And one that generally comes to me is this Russian film called Stalker. It's a science fiction film, although science fiction in the loosest of terms, because there wasn't really a budget to do anything that was particularly special effects laden. But it's you know, 3 hours long, relatively slow paced. It's basically like a Russian retelling of The Wizard of Oz, where these three people go to a place where their wishes can become true. And the funny thing about the film was that they made it, and then the lab had destroyed it during the initial photography process before they'd finished shooting, so they had to go back and remake it. But that's by this filmmaker, Andrei Tarkovsky, who made like 7 feature films in his entire life, but all of them are pretty fascinating, including Solaris, which you've probably seen. But yeah, he's a great one. But
looked it up, 19... Yeah, I just looked it up, 1979, based on the novel Roadside Picnic,
It's a great book, actually, but not that anyone's ever read it. I mean, I've read it, but most people haven't.
Very good. Final question for you. I know you guys looked for some fundraiser, and what was it like when you got over $1 million?
Well, you know, the funny thing was that for so long, you know, the impression was that this was, you know, trying to make the impossible possible. The fundraising goal was 1.8 million over a 2-year process, but we were able to cross the million mark after 6 months. So that was really wonderful, and that speaks both to the community in Seattle, where I used to live and where I will soon again live. I'm actually just slightly north of you at the moment before I get on a plane to go back up there. But the community there, but also the staff. The staff is amazing, and the staff, when I was the first there in the 90s and now going back, there's actually some people that are there that were there back when I was there the first time around, and other new folks, and they're just amazing, amazing people. I mean, you have to really be dedicated to want to be this immersed in something that most folks think is archaic. You know, like, why would you do that when you can do streaming? And the reality is, you know, it's not an either or. We just have things that you're never going to find on Netflix or on Prime or anywhere else. And that's just the reality of it. It's the reality of the availability of things.
If people want to contact you or find out more, where do they go on the internet?
Well, I go to a website, which you can either go to scarecrow.com or you can go to scarecrowvideo.org. If you type in scarecrow.com, it's just going to redirect you to scarecrowvideo.org, and you'll learn more about it. You'll learn about the history of the company going back to 1988 or even earlier, actually, because the proto-Scarecrow began in about 1983, before my time. And then to the present, where we're now a nonprofit and, you know, this largest media archive, arguably the largest media archive in the world.
Well, I know you've been there.
Something that's publicly accessible, you know, like, you know, it's not the Library of Congress, but something, you can't go to the Library of Congress and just check something out, but you can come to Scarecrow and pick out whatever you wish.
Very good, and I know you've been there a long time, so congratulations on being the executive director. We've been speaking with Jonathan Marlowe, Scarecrow Video Library. Thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for talking.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come back with some Sketchfest peeps.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Tittle always goes commando.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Waiting on our next guests, and when they call, then we will get to them. All right. Couple of teams have locked up head coaches. We were talking about Pete Carroll. We now see that... Brian Schottenheimer is going to be the new head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, following in the father's footsteps, which we've seen a lot of around here. Michael Irvin, former Cowboys star, didn't like the hire. And he said, here's my issue. We lost an opportunity here. I don't know what will happen with Coach Schottenheimer and the Dallas Cowboys, but Jerry is a shrewd, shrewd businessman. And this opportunity, I'm shocked he did not see it. And I was like, huh? Irvin continued, we have two NFC East teams in the NFC Championship game, all eyes on them, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Commanders, our enemies on all fronts, and they're in a position that we haven't held in 30 effing years, the longest drought by any NFC East team, period. So the Commanders did hold the record for the longest active drought without appearing in a NFC championship game, but that honor now does belong to the Cowboys. The Commanders hadn't been there since 91, and that means that every NFC team has made it the conference title game at least once since 2010 in the East, except for the Cowboys. And due to their ongoing struggle, Irvin says the Cowboys might lose fans. He said they've lost a generation of fans. That's 30 damn years, 40 years as a generation. Right here, right now, was critical mass. It was time to bring somebody in her that could shake things up and grab this last leg of Cowboys Nation. Huh. So he's not a fan. Now, of course, the Cowboys are America's team. Is anybody worried about Cowboys fans leaving? Irving said, if we got 30 years right now, life expectancy is 100 years.
It is.
That means by math, a third of Cowboys Nation has never felt or lived the glory of a championship story, don't even know about it. How the hell can they pass something down if they don't even know about it? It's a generation that knows nothing about a championship from the so-called America's team, and worse yet, that generation has seen total domination from a team named the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, I would correct him. I think any fan that can open up a book or a phone or a magazine or a book, I said a book, or a website, can see that the Cowboys have won multiple championships. But that also is just to say that there's a whole bunch of people that will just go with a winner. And that is true. I used to work with a guy at 95.7 FM who was, at the time, I think he was 21 or 22. And all he wore was New England stuff. And I go, oh, are you from Boston? No. Is your dad from Boston? No. He goes, I just love Brady, man. Just love that team. And I thought, okay, look, I don't want to judge, but that's a guy who's a, or a gal that's a free agent. You know, it's like, impress me and I will join. And look, everybody gets to pick whoever they want. I'm not going to tell somebody who they should root for. If you're from the Bay Area, you should root for a Bay Area team. People have weird connections. Like I used to, I always give the example of Zach and Guru, guys from the East Bay like myself that did a show. Guru's still going strong over there, one of my good friends. And Zach was A's, Dolphins, and Suns. And Guru is Warriors, Cowboys, and Pirates. Now, his dad was from Alameda and brainwashed him to love Willie Stargell. And his dad also loved the Cowboys. So he didn't really have any choice. At least both guys had one local team. But, you know, as I said, you can root for whoever the hell you want. You don't. I truly feel like the guy who decides that he's going to be the Patriot fan, when they, and he's from San Francisco, when they win, you're like, woo, yeah, baby. But it's not the feeling that you get in your bones. And if you think you feel it, you're wrong. That's not how it feels. And you can say, oh, I love the Patriots my whole life. I'm right. Okay. If you love them your whole life and you sat through the Tony Eason, Steve Grogan teams and got teased and then saw them get crushed in Super Bowl 20, like if you went through all that, then I'll give you props. But if you started being a fan in the Brady era, then what you feel when they win is not the same. And I can say that unequivocally. That when you stick with a team that stinks and is a laughingstock. One of my favorite, sayings that people would say to me is, how can you root for that team? It's like, so I'm just supposed to root for teams that win? You know, if you say, how can you stand that coach? I can't. How can you stand how lame they are? It's hard. How can you stand that owner? He sucks. Those are real questions. But when you say, how can you root for that team? It's like, that's a sentence I don't understand. Like, what do you mean, how can I root for the team? Because it's my team. How can I root for the team? Because they're playing and that's my team, right? So, yeah, it's a bit weird. But when you think about the Chiefs becoming the new America's team. Michael Irvin continues, quote, not only are you losing football games out there and opportunities out there, even divisions over here, you're about to get our moniker snatched off our backs. I was pushing, oh, here it is, for Deion Sanders to be the next head coach. I still stand 10 toes down on that push. Well, look, Jerry Jones, I think, would have loved to have had Deion Sanders. And he probably could have had Deion Sanders had the Cowboys waited to see how the draft went. But the Cowboys are in no position to draft number one overall unless they really fork out their future, like what the Raiders are going to do for Shedeur Sanders. They're going to jump the Giants to get him. It might be on draft day, by the way. I don't think they'll leave it that late. But, you know, some mocks have Sanders drop into six to the Raiders. I don't think there's any way in hell that happens. So I think they will probably do it early. Like when the Niners traded up and they're like, oh, they're taking Mac Jones. Like, no, they're not. They're not taking Trey Lance. Maybe. So, at minimum, Irving wanted to see the Cowboys hire a coach with some actual head coaching experience, which Schottenheimer doesn't have. He is a 24-year assistant coach. Irving said the Raiders hired Pete Carroll. He had some experience. Some? Last time when we did Mike McCarthy, he had some experience. I got to slap myself and say, give it a chance. At least they walked the walk already. Brian hadn't walked no walk. Look, Dez Bryant, speaking of a guy who played the position and wore the same number, he seemed a little bit perplexed, by the way, on this decision. And Brian Schottenheimer, head coach, Dez Bryant tweets out, quote, somebody is getting sabotaged. SMH, shaking my head. Is that the proper word? Who's getting sabotaged? You mean the fan base? I mean, that would almost mean like you're on board with it. So some people asked Dez Bryant, what are you talking about? He tweeted again, quote, I honestly don't know how to feel right now. I'm trying to understand what Jerry meant by saying he was all in. Maybe the coach is good, maybe he's not, but my energy towards how the Cowboys have been mixing things doesn't feel like success anytime soon. Remember Dez Bryant, who spent 9 years there, he was the guy when someone said, you know, hump my shoulder pads, and at camp, he's like, no, he refused rookie hazing, even when it was light like that. Not getting taped to the goalpost and having your head shaved like Teo Johnson refused with the Raiders. But it's sort of like when people make fun of you and you laugh back at them and it's like, oh, you're no fun. I want you to get mad. David DeJesus, I remember, made a bad error in right field for the A's and he ran back out and somebody said, you sucked. You were awful on that play. He turned around. He goes, I was, man. I totally sucked. And everybody kind of laughed and they left him alone. Anyway, Dez Bryant, one more tweet. It's no point for me to get riled up. I'm looking forward to hearing Jerry's reason for this, saying this is what the players wanted. I'll argue that only one or two players were asked, and it was framed as what the team wanted. Somebody in the organization needs to step up and tell Jerry that the old ways of thinking don't exist in this new era. Wow. So then someone said, well, who do you want? He tweeted, if the Dallas Cowboys want hope in their near future, go steal Cliff Kingsbury from the Washington Commanders. Make Cliff the head coach. Well, that didn't happen. And now the Saints are the only team left. And we'll get to what they're going to do after a quick break. I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue,
less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Okay, just hold on. I'm just going to jump into one without thinking. No thinking. I'm just going to let it flow. Let it flow now.
Fast car on the highway, on the byway, Mr. Robotron.
Okay, that's not a good one.
If you're thinking about calling Rick Tittle, just put down that phone and shut your ugly face.
Oh, it hurts my feelings. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. You know, I do agree with Des Bryant. I bet you they talked to two people. How about Brian Schottenheimer? Would you like to have him? He'd be good. You think so? I think he'd be good. All right. Also, we're talking about the Saints as the last team standing now that needs a head coach. Cliff Kingsbury's name has been mentioned as well. But Marissa Myers, who covers the Saints, says that she thinks that the Phillies, the Eagles offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, is going to be the guy. And, I mean, is he going to fix Derek Carr? I don't know. I mean, do you have a new quarterback coming in? Obviously, he has a Super Bowl to coach. And, seems like yesterday Kellen Moore was the Boise State quarterback. He's only 36. It wasn't that long ago. But he was a guy that was supposed to be the top candidate for the Cowboys job. He played there. He was their OC for 3 years. And Mike McCarthy fired him. And Brandon Staley brought him into San Diego. And then Jim Harbaugh cleared him out. He went to Philly, and look what he's been able to do in Philly. So you think about weapons. They have Alvin Kamara. I suppose he'll still be there. Chris Olave is a great young receiver. Rashid Shaheed. You know, can you take the job and run with it? I will tell you this, no one would ever say no to the Cowboys. I don't care if they had no team and no quarterback. If the Dallas Cowboys want to hire you as your head coach, it's like if the New York Yankees, I mean, you have to say yes. Don't you? Don't you think your team is great like me? All right, we got another hour. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Sports Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are headed back to the Super Bowl, excited to make history. The Chiefs are your AFC champions after defeating the Bills 32-29. Mahomes threw for 245 yards and had one touchdown to help his team push for history and a chance to become the first NFL team to win three consecutive titles in the Super Bowl. They will face off against Saquon Barkley and the Philadelphia Eagles after they defeated the Commanders 55-23. Super Bowl 59 is set as the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles will go head-to-head in New Orleans on February 9th. NBA action out of yesterday. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the Oklahoma City Thunder fuels his team with a 35-point game to help the Thunder win over the Trailblazers. Alexander also had 5 rebounds and 1 assist in a 118-108 win. On the ice, NHL scoreboard, Avalanche beat the Rangers by 1.5-4. Senators outbetted the Utah Hockey Club, winning 3-1 at home. Jets won over the Flames 5-2. Wild take it on the road against the Blackhawks 4-2. And the Golden Knights take the W at home against the Panthers 4-1. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. And visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network presented by Geico and Geico.com. There are several things in sports I'd like to fix, and I'm sure you have your list too. So let's discuss several items that have bothered me for some time, and one that I was reminded of just a few short weeks ago. One gripe for each of the three major sports going on right now, and we'll start with basketball. I attended my first NBA game in some time a few weeks ago when the Celtics entertained the Sacramento Kings. Boston was up 74-73 and had the ball, and were about to go up 76-73 when the PA announcer bellowed out. After review, the Sacramento score at the 3:11 mark was a two-pointer and not a three-pointer. What? I understand wanting to get the call right, but changing the past while remaining in the future? Who's to say a team wouldn't approach a certain situation in the future differently, especially if this game were in the fourth quarter? In the NFL, I go back to the advantage the runners have over the receivers in the end zone area. The runner just needs the ball to cross the goal line in the air and doesn't have to worry about holding on to it once he breaks the plane, while a receiver has to complete a football move, call and make dinner reservations, and get a babysitter just to have a completed pass in the end zone. My old buddy Calvin Johnson of the Detroit Lions knows this rule all too well. The rules on the receivers are far too strict. And in the NHL, my gripe is not on the ice, but rather is a major bookkeeping issue. Team A beats Team B 4-1. Team A gets 2 points and Team B gets 0. Fine. Team A, however, beats Team B 4-3 in overtime. Team A gets 2 points and Team B 1 point. What? Hold on. How can some games be worth 2 points and some worth 3? You should be rewarded for finishing a team off in regulation. The NHL needs to follow college hockey's lead and make each game worth 3 points, with all 3 points going to the regulation winner and a 2-1 point split to the overtime and shootout winner and loser, respectively. It's easy math. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Name like that, you might think he was Slavic. Well, he is from his heritage, but he is a Swede. And he's a big strapping lad, one of the best strikers of his generation. Bit of a hothead. Well, he bounced around. But I'll never forget his bicycle goal against England, which was from about 45 yards out at an angle. I remember seeing him in 2011 down at Stanford. Actually, no, it was 2009. That was with Inter Milan. But anyway, he just put out a tweet this weekend, and it said, only two failures. And it was like 01, Ajax champions. And then it goes year to year. Ajax second. Ajax champions. Juventus champions. Juventus champions. Inter Milan champions. Inter Milan champions. Inter Milan champions. Barcelona champions. AC Milan champions. AC Milan second. PSG champions. PSG champions. PSG champions. PSG champions. About two failures was 0-2 with Ajax, that of course is the big team in Amsterdam, second, and then AC Milan, second in 2011. Every other year, he won a championship, either in the Eredivisie, in La Liga, Ligue 1, or in Serie A. So I remember when Barcelona came to town, and I asked Messi at the press conference, oh, you're playing with Zlatan instead of Samuel Eto'o. And so that must have been the 09 season. But yeah, not too shabby a record there. Zlatan, why'd you bounce so much? Kind of a douche, but a great player. All right, it'll come on back on Sports Talk.
Count on Lowe's to lend a hand to prepare, recover, and rebuild during the wildfires. We're part of your neighborhood and want to make sure you have the supplies you need when you need them. Every day, we're here and always ready to help you, your family, and your home. Visit Lowe's in-store or online to get emergency supplies now and learn about relief efforts in your area.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com, and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
And I am so excited to be back on the Rick Tittle Show.
Thank you for that. It is 11:12. We check in with J.D. Sharp from Pro Wagering, ProWagering.com. They do the research so you can have a better chance at winning when you bet on sports, y'all. J.D., as I was watching the Chiefs game with the Bills, and I don't think the players are on the take. I don't think it's scripted. I don't think that kid in Buffalo dropped that fourth down pass as he was falling to the ground. But you remember on that drive before when Josh Allen was pushing for a first down, the line judge on the far side gave him a first down by a half a yard. The near side was not getting it by a half a yard. And as the guy came running in from the far side who had given him the first down, he started meandering and he went to the other side. He could have emphatically said, nope, this is where I marked it. And I don't know if he was intimidated by the crowd or by the other official, but I thought that was kind of fishy. Your thoughts on that and other aspects of the game?
It was fishy. We've talked about this for a long time. I mean, he got that first down by about a half a yard. I think anybody that was watching that game knew it. I mean, then you can take a look at that catch that Worthy apparently caught, even though I'm pretty sure it was either Cole Bishop picked it or it was an incomplete pass. Now, it wouldn't matter because they made sure to call a penalty on that play, on that end of the first half, third down play either way. But, and then on the Kincaid play, they actually threw a flag too because they thought he was going to catch it. And then when he didn't catch it, they're like, oh, never mind. There's no flag.
Right.
I mean, it's disgusting. No, it really is disgusting. It's actually really hard to watch. Yeah, if Josh Allen gets that first down, they win that game. I think everybody knows that. I think that's why he didn't get it. Who cares about the crowd? Who cares about the pressure? Right is right. Wrong is wrong. And for whatever reason, the Chiefs just always get every single call, every single spot. You name it, they get it. I've never seen a play like that. That end of the third or the first half. Mahomes gets that ball off. First of all, there's a huge hold by Taylor on that play. I mean, Taylor never gets called for holding, but he holds constantly. I mean, all game, that's all he does is hold. Barely gets the ball off. And then Bishop picks it, but he doesn't pick it. he has both arms on the ground, right? They go to the ground, the ball hits the ground. Worthy has one arm around the ball, and they give it to Worthy. They give it to the Chiefs as a catch down at the 3-yard line. They score a touchdown, and that's probably the difference in the game, honestly. And yeah, it's just really hard. The Chiefs have played 11 playoff games since the start of 2021. And in 10 of those games, they have had less penalties than their opponents. In 10 of those games, they've had less penalties than their opponents. Patrick Mahomes has had 30 turnovers, fumbles and picks, 22 picks, 8 fumbles, that have been literally taken off, just not counted since the start of his career because a penalty was called on the opposing team. I mean, the stuff that I'm seeing is otherworldly crazy. I just don't understand it. It makes absolutely no sense. Is Taylor Swift that big of a draw? Is she that big of a deal? And as a bettor, I know what the right play is. The right play is, if you know the game is rigged, you bet on the rig. But I'm not a scumbag, Rick. You know? I'm not a scumbag. I'm not going to bet on something if I know that it's juiced to be in my favor, right? So I'm still an optimist. I'm still a believer that people are good and that the system is real. And, you know, when I do that, I get bit, and I get bit hard. So, yeah, I took the Bills just as kind of a middle finger, so to speak, to the system, fully knowing what was going to happen, fully knowing that I was going to lose, fully knowing that everything that, you know, and again, it's going to be like last year, that Niners team was good. This Eagles team is unfreaking real. And I've been saying this since week 7. If the Chiefs somehow manage to beat this Eagles team, I can only imagine what they're going to have to do to win that game. I mean, you have two all-pro D tackles. You have one of the most athletic running backs in the history of the sport. You have two solid wide receivers. You have an all-pro tight end. You have an enormous offensive line. You have Zach Bond, the defensive player of the year. You have very talented safeties in Gardner Johnson and Blankenship. You have a lockdown corner in Slay. You have a standout rookie corner and Quinnen Mitchell. I mean, you have so much talent on this team, and everybody knows it. And then Jalen Hurts. Guy hasn't had a pick in 7 games, in 7 playoff games. That's 7 straight games. That's a playoff record. I mean, if the Chiefs somehow manage to win that game, I can only imagine the malfeasance that's going to have to take place for it to happen. But my question is, the NFL is losing fans. They know they're losing fans. By the way, here's a stat for you. In those games, 11 playoff games, 10 penalties, or the other team had more penalties 10 times. It was like 11-2 on roughing the passer. It was like 7-1 on defensive pass interference. It was like 8-1 on offensive holding. I mean, just extremely important 10-15-yard penalties that totally changed the outcome of the game. For whatever reason, the Chiefs are benefiting in a massive way every time that happens. And last night, again, man, like we knew what was going to take place. When they gave Worthy that spot, I was like, okay, they're not going to let they right? What does they mean? Whoever controls the NFL, whoever has the control, whoever has an interest in Patrick Mahomes overtaking Tom Brady as the greatest of all time, which clearly is kind of the goal at this point. Maybe they want the greatest of all time to be considered black. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but whoever has that interest is clearly not going to let the Buffalo Bills win this game. And the average NFL fan is watching this, and they know this. They know this. And I don't think the NFL like really gets what they're doing to their own brand right now. They are hurting their own brand. And I got to give it to the College Football Playoff, right? They could have pulled some strings and gave Notre Dame a chance to win that game. Ohio State beat them like a drum the entire game. Everybody expected them to. Everything went as planned. And they did a good job. They did a really good job of flipping over the college playoff and making it interesting again. And I'm telling you, Rick, if the NFL keeps this up, they will lose a large portion of their base to college football. Mark my words on that.
All right, we only have a couple minutes here, but I wonder who Fox is going to put in the booth with Taylor Swift. I felt sorry for Caitlin Clark, who was shoved in there. You know, just the self-promotion and what all that goes into it. But I do remember last year you were so upset, and the word jaded is overused, but you said that you actually a year ago said, I might just bet college football and screw the NFL. So as we go into the Super Bowl, is your approach to as you say, not be a scumbag and go Philly? Or are you tempted to go with what looks like could be what the NFL wants to happen?
So here's the deal. The Chiefs are never going to beat the Eagles by more than 7 points. It's just not going to happen. It will not take place. I don't care if Hurts gets hurt and Pickett comes in the game. Pickett's still good enough to keep them within seven. So I gave my guys, my bettors, right? I've got 180 people that pay me on a yearly basis for my picks. I gave them the Eagles 10-1 in week 7 to win it all. I told them to put 2 units on it. So if the Eagles win, they're plus 20 units. That's a huge win for them. I mean, my biggest play is 5 units. So that's 4 times my biggest play, right? That's huge. So I'm probably going to avoid the money line in general. Probably going to avoid the spread. But I do think at 49.5, I think this game goes under. These are two very capable defenses. These are two teams that sustain extremely long drives that run the ball, whether it's from quarterback, whether it's from running back on a consistent basis. They don't turn the ball over too much. They have good field goal kickers. They're not afraid to get field goals, and they have really strong punters. So what I'm probably going to do is go under first half, under full game, my big, big, big play. On the other side of things, I'm probably going to tease the Eagles down to plus 7.5 and under 56. Probably what I'm going to do, Rick, honestly.
All right. We got a lot of time to talk about it. Thanks for your insights. As always, J.D. Sharp, check out Pro Wagering, prowagering.com. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, thank you.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with Andy Hedges, cowboy poet, on Titillating Sports.
Tell me who's watching. Who's watching me?
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
Oh, that hurts my feelings. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our great pleasure to welcome back to the show cowboy poet and musician Andy Hedges. And he's here to tell everybody start making your plans because the cowboy poetry gathering, the Lone Star Cowboy Poetry Gathering, will take place again in Alpine, Texas, February 20th to 22nd. Andy, welcome back to the show. And Alpine, as I look on the map, kind of in between El Paso and San Antonio, would you say?
Well, yeah, I think that's probably accurate. It's way out there in what they call far west Texas. So you kind of got to be heading to that part of the world to go through Alpine, but well worth the trip. And the Cowboy Poetry Gathering is a great excuse to go see that nice country, and it's a wonderful place to spend some time.
You know, I interview a lot of travel authors, and I remember I asked them the hidden jewel in America, and they said Big Bend National Park, which is not too far from Alpine. You can make it a double doozy trip there, can't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of folks do that. And that's a nice time of the year, even though it's in winter. You know, it's pretty far south, and so it's usually quite pleasant.
All right. You got Western Voices, the Thursday night show. You got Out Under the Stars, the Friday night show. You got Around the Campfire, Saturday night. How do you kind of break that up into those little nights and days there?
Well, the evening shows at the gathering are all ticketed performances. You got to buy a ticket and be ready for that. But then during the day, there's a lot of free shows scattered around all over Sol Ross University there in Alpine. And those are going on simultaneously. There's several stages of performances. And so, you know, it's really, if folks have never been before, you could pick any of those shows, and they're going to be really great. They're all going to be a mixture of cowboy poetry, cowboy songs, and storytelling from really great artists who I think are some of the best in the business. And so you really can't go wrong picking one of those slots. And I'm sure there's probably tickets available still for most of those shows.
You can get the Cowboy Supper at the Alpine Civic Center, or how about in the crisp air of Poets Grove in the morning, the Chuck Wagon Breakfast. I don't know if Gabby Hayes is going to be there, but I'm thinking you got some bacon and eggs and steak and taters, and I'm probably thinking some fresh biscuits and grilling beans. Am I close?
I think you're pretty close, and some hot cowboy coffee. In fact, I've got a little piece of poetry that tells how they make that cowboy coffee, if you think your listeners would like to hear that.
Yes, please.
Well, here's a recipe that's time tried and true for Chuck Wagon Coffee, the Buckaroo's Brew. First, dump into the pot in equalized parts water and coffee. That's how the deal starts. Boil hard for 2 hours, tossed, and into it tossed the well-rusted shoe of some club-footed hoss. Gaze into the pot a few minutes steady, and if the horseshoe ain't floating, your coffee ain't ready.
That's the thing I like about this stuff, too, and I'm sure it comes in all shapes and sizes and not just AABB or iambic pentameter or whatever, how you want to break it down, but there's just some good old homespun lessons to be learned sometimes, aren't there?
Well, I think so, and that's part of the tradition of cowboy poetry. It is really a way to preserve the values of the cattle country, and so a lot of those have kind of been passed down through those old poems. But you're right, the poetry takes all different forms. There's even some free verse and blank verse and stuff like that, you know, more modern poetic forms. And so you never know what you might hear at the cowboy poetry gathering.
Well, Andy, I know you've been going some 25 years, so what's it like to meet up with old friends? It's kind of like a family reunion in a way.
Well, it is. In fact, it's like my old friend Waddy Mitchell used to say, you go to these gatherings and it's like a great big family reunion, except everybody likes each other. And that's kind of true. It really is a lot of fun, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's really one of the best parts of these events, is the people you get to meet and be around. And that's both the audience and the performers. Most of the performers are pretty accessible and enjoy visiting with folks. And the people this attracts are, you know, really people from all over the country, sometimes all over the world, and all walks of life, but all share in common this interest in the West and love for the culture of the working cowboy. And so it's really enjoyable to go spend a weekend with like-minded folks and make some new friends and enjoy a meal or a drink, and then get to, you know, go listen to these stories and songs and poems. And there's usually impromptu performances and jam sessions and conversations happening around town. And so it really is quite a scene. And most people come one time and they get hooked and, you know, keep coming every year.
I know that there was a Texas cowboy poetry gathering for a long time, and it had kind of died out, and Bob Saul kind of gave it a new kick with the Lone Star thing. And Bob Saul, you talk about being a real cowboy. His family's been ranching since like the 1820s. I mean, he's about as Texas as it comes.
Right. Yeah, no, he's got a lot of history in the ranching business. And you're exactly right. That gathering, you know, it started back in the late 80s, and I've been going out there since, I think, 1999. And a few years ago, it did end, and then Bob and some others came along to start the Lone Star Gathering. But it's very much in the same tradition as that original Texas cowboy poetry gathering. It's the same time of year. It's in Alpine. It's always been held on Sol Ross State University's campus, and many of the performers are, you know, the same people who were fixtures at that old gathering. And so they've done a great job of keeping it going, and in some ways making it better than it ever was, but really keeping the spirit of that old gathering and keeping that tradition alive. And so it's a wonderful thing. I'm sure grateful to Bob and the others on the committee for all the work they do to keep it going.
That SR up on the hill, you're right, Sol Ross State, they call it the Frontier University. I remember seeing a clip from Sol Ross, and they were like running longhorns like right through the center of campus. It is pretty frontier, ain't it?
Well, it's Alpine's an old cow town, and so it still has that flavor, and it's really beautiful country down there, one of the best parts of Texas. And it's the perfect place for a cowboy poetry gathering, because you are getting away from the urban environment, and you drive through a lot of cow country to get there, and it feels good. It's the kind of place you want to be and listen to this sort of music.
So, Lone Star Cowboy Poetry www.thedreamfestival.com for tickets, schedules, event updates, and more. You want to get down there to see our guests, Andy Hedges and others. And as I mentioned, this is going to be taking place at Sol Ross State in Alpine, Texas, February 20th through the 22nd. Andy, thanks for coming on the show, and have a great time when you're down there.
Thanks for having me. I look forward to seeing folks down that way, and safe travels if you're coming down to Alpine.
All right, good stuff. Yeah, it kind of looks like in the middle of nowhere, but, I mean, Texas is so huge. But, yeah, I remember, I forgot who it was. I'm sure it was a Nat Geo guest. But they were talking about all the, you know, great national parks in America, and I go, what's your favorite one? And they're like, Big Bend. I was like, what? And then I looked, and pictures of Big Bend, if you want to look, not Big Bend, that's the clock, Houses of Parliament. But the it's just like these mountainous canyon walls with a river going through it, and then some great buttes and plats and all that other stuff that goes into it. But yeah, that's definitely out there for sure. All right. Last year I got invited to it and I couldn't make it. I had to wash my hair, but it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with Connor Ratliff on the other side.
Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind, you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
Right wide under a trophy. Step proud. Step tall. Face hot upon the face. Now a trophy on his wall. It calls me bloodless sport. But he loves to kill it. Fun. And the power that he feels. When he puts the trigger on his gun. But he doesn't come for food and he doesn't come for meat. A gentle measure tennis.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right. Thank you for that. Rick Tittle with you. Welcome back to the show. Armed Forces Radio, syndicated around the United States. You know, we love Sketchfest when it comes to town, talking to a lot of the performers. And we bring in another, quite happy to have him, Connor Ratliff. And he's going to be around. And we're talking about the acting class, which is going to take place just a couple blocks from our studio here. It's going to be Friday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And the acting class is a improv show kind of disguised as a acting class. Connor, welcome to the program. And you did something that I've spent a lot of time in England, but you did the cool thing. You just went right over to Liverpool right out of high school. Is that right?
Yeah. I went over there and went to drama school at a place that Paul McCartney had opened up an art school there, and it was brand new. I was part of the first class of people there, and they had an acting course. So I thought, well, I'll try this, you know?
How did you find the Scousers, and did they make you pick Liverpool or Everton?
I probably picked Liverpool. That my instinct was that was the smart play to go in the circles I was traveling in. But I love Liverpool. It's great. It was pretty scary moving over there. I was mugged within like 2 months of getting there. It was just like it was a rough time. But every time I've been back, I really like it there. It's an exciting city.
Now, when you got mugged over there, it's just. They've got knives, or they should say in Scouse, they've got knives. So,
they didn't show the knife, but he said, his words were exactly, give me all your money or I'll stab you with me knife. Yeah.
You
and I did, I gave him everything. I didn't have a lot, but they got it all.
And then you went down to London, you were in Sloane Square, you were over at the Royal Court theater, and did you like West End, here I come?
I mean, my first, within a month of being there, I was the lead role in a play in the West End, and I thought, oh, this is great, and then that play ended, and it was like a year with nothing. And that's probably the most valuable lesson I learned early on, which is like, nothing lasts forever. It's you're always sort of, everything's about to end, and you got to start over from scratch, sort of. But a lot of the show I do is improvised, and I'm pulling from a lot of my own experiences and talking to people in the audience. It does draw, I find, from a lot of stuff that went on when I was learning to be an actor.
So you auditioned for Band of Brothers, and then that led to the creation of your podcast, Dead Eyes, where you've had a lot of big guess. What was that like? Because I know that the main protagonist, Dale Dye, put them through a hellish boot camp and all that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got cast in Band of Brothers, and then the premise of the podcast is, I mean, what happened was the day before I was supposed to film my part, I got fired by Tom Hanks. And but I never went, my part was, I never went through the boot camp. I was just going to be an orderly who was fetching coffee and sandwiches and stuff like that. So I didn't go through the boot camp, although that would have been even more intense if I had and then got fired.
Well, it'd be bad radio if I didn't ask why you got fired by Tom Hanks.
Well, that's sort of the journey of I sort of treat the podcast as kind of an investigative mystery, because what I was told at the time was Tom Hanks has looked at your audition tape. He's having second thoughts. He thinks you have dead eyes. And then I had to re-audition in person for Tom Hanks, and then I got fired. And then the podcast sort of goes on this journey to try to study this very stupid minor little mystery. And it ends the end of the journey is I had like a 90-minute one-on-one interview with Tom Hanks where we hashed it all out.
Dead eyes is
and And everything, and the thing is, you know, since then, Tom Hanks has cast me in his audiobook. He wrote a novel, and there were a bunch of parts in it, and he cast me in a little part in his audiobook, which I will note is a format that does not require you to see the eyes of the actor. It's not lost on me. I think that was a very funny choice on his part, but the make good ultimately did not confirm or disprove the dead eyes theory.
Speaking with Connor Ratliff, I know you're from Missouri, so mm-hmm. you know, dreaming big dream. First of all, do you say Missouri or Missouri, being from there?
I say Missouri, but it, you know, it depends. Everybody says it one way or the other. You know, we've had governor. I think most people who get elected governor pronounce it Missouri.
Okay. So then going to New York, the hub of so much theater as well, and you end up with the United Citizens Brigade, UCB, and you kind of become an OG over there with the Stepfathers, the improv troupe, right?
Yeah, I was a long time where I would go see stuff there, but I thought I'm not going to get to perform here. And I started taking classes, and then before long I was the main stage performer, and that sort of became my creative home in New York. And I did a million shows there. I do this show there every month. Connor Ratliff presents the acting class, to, you know, packed houses. People come and see me do my silly one person improv show. The one we're doing in San Francisco is actually going to be a little bit expanded, because I'm going to have my pal Griffin Newman is going to be my guest, and I'm going to sort of put him through the ringer, interviewing him, making him demonstrate the differences between good acting and bad acting. It's going to be pretty wild.
Also, Patrick Côte-Noir, you know him from the Chris Gethard show at UCB, right?
Yeah, he's a producer on the George Lucas Talk Show, which is a show that we're also bringing to Sketchfest, where I pretend to be retired filmmaker George Lucas, and we've been doing that show for a decade. They just put out a documentary about the making of this show, this crazy little midnight comedy show that was a midnight New York show, then it became a pandemic live stream, and we did, you know, 300 or 400 hours of live streaming over the course of the pandemic. We just did a fundraiser for LA where we raised $50,000 to help people who are having trouble and being displaced by the fires in LA. We've raised like $250,000 for charities and causes since we started live streaming that show.
So speaking of coming full circle from the West End and then getting into Mean Girls as Mr. Rapp, how fun and, you know, conversely, how grueling is that?
That was actually a really great job, because it was the people who were directing the Mean Girls movie musical. I had done a short film for them for like no money a few years earlier, because I just thought they were really talented. And then when they got this gig, they wanted to try to cast me in a little part. And it ended up being a thing where they didn't know which days they would need me for, so they just sort of bought me for the month, which is sort of a dream job for an actor, because you're getting paid for all these days to be on hold. And in the end, I think my scene is very short, but I think it was like the last thing that got shot in the movie. It was like 2 a.m. on the final day of shooting. And most of what I did, they were like, do you mind if we let the students, the people who are in the class, like the way they film the scene, they film from one point of view where you can see all the students. And then they turned the camera around to get me, and they were like, do you mind if all the, because the kids playing the students had been there all day long, and they're like, can we let them go? I'm like, sure. So it's me doing my stuff to like the front row of like 2 or 3 people. So it was not grueling at all. It was a lot of time, but it was well compensated for. It saved my health insurance for the year, and it was kind of an answer to, at least in the short term, all of my problems last year.
That's awesome. I was just looking through your filmography, and I love this 2009 short film entitled Mortimer Hayden Smith Talks About Gay Marriage, and then you play the part of Mortimer Hayden Smith, or Smythe, do you say?
Yeah, no, Smith, but spelled so it looks like Smythe. Yeah, that was a character. That was even before I was at UCB. I used to post these, like, I was just looking for an outlet before I found one, and Salon.com used to have this segment that was like user-generated content, And I started making these short films as this, like, this is sort of like pre-Colbert Report. I was like styling myself as like a right-wing political pundit and making these short films that I would upload to Salon. And it was really a point where I was sort of floundering creatively because I didn't have any creative community. My acting career was sort of like had been on pause for a few years at that point. So that was the thing that, like, I was just generating, you know, at a certain point, like, a lot of my work is you know, I don't wait around for someone to give me a part in a movie. I sort of will create my own thing because I don't want to, I'm too impatient creatively to wait for anybody else, you know?
No doubt. One more question about your career. You were in many episodes of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and I remember being in Times Square in 2018, and I swear Amazon bought at least 12 giant video boards, Mrs. Maisel, which was a good show, but it was being shoved down our throats. That was a big show.
Oh, yeah. They promoted the hell out of that, especially that first season. You know, they were really... And I auditioned for that before it was about a year before it came out. I remember putting myself on tape, going in, auditioning for it, and I didn't book it. And then when the show came out, I kind of thought, oh, man, that's huge. That would have been great if I'd had this, like, little part that I had auditioned for. And then I ended up getting a part in the second season that came back for several more seasons. So that was pretty fun to be part of. That was such a huge production because if you watch that show, almost every shot, even if it's just a scene between two people, there will be at least a dozen extras in full period clothing, like walking around in the background. Even if there's just, you can see outside a tiny sliver of window, they would have people in full 1960s period costume. There's not a frame of that they really put all the money up on the screen for that show. It really is visually, there's so much to look at.
All right, but that show is nothing compared to Connor Ratliff presents The Acting Class Friday, 7 o'clock at the Gateway Theater, part of Sketchfest. Get your tickets at sfsketchfest.com, and you will find out what true acting is all about, won't we, Connor?
Yes, that's my almost guarantee.
All right. Thanks for coming on, man. Yeah. Have a great time when you're in town here.
Thank you so much. Great talking with you.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Get on back on Byline, y'all.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline
airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Look at me. Look at me. Don't look at anybody else. Don't look at the fat ass losers or freaks. You look at me!
Rick Tittle will fight anyone listening to this.
Not so fast. All right, Dominic Jimenez on the other side of the glass. Are you ready for a little sports trivia?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, LeBron James is going to his 21st All-Star game. Kevin Durant is going to his 15th. Seven players have made at least 15 All-Star games. So those are two. Who are the other five to go to at least 15 All-Star games?
Kobe.
Yes.
Shaq.
Yes.
Karl Malone.
No.
John Stockton.
No.
Wow, that's actually surprising. Kevin Garnett.
Yes.
Tim Duncan.
Yes.
Dirk Nowitzki.
No, there's one more, and he's second all-time with 19.
Magic Johnson.
No.
Kareem?
Yes. Thank you. You got it. I didn't know Kevin Garnett. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
I did not know Kevin Garnett made 15 All-Star games, but Kevin Garnett was right out of high school, and it just reminds me when I think of that of Dave Twardzik. Dave Twardzik was the GM of the expansion Hornets, and they got Grandmama, Larry Johnson, and they were kind of flying high. And there was a possibility that the Warriors were going to get Dave Twardzik to be their GM. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, if we get Dave Twardzik, this is like Twardzik. If we get him, all our problems are going to be solved. And so they do get Dave Twardzik. And the Golden State fan base, we were just super excited. We really were, because this guy was supposed to be a genius, like Billy Beane was a genius, in quotes. And the draft comes, and he passes on Kobe Bryant and takes Todd Fuller, who is the biggest dork of all time. And now Kobe said, I only want to play for the Lakers. And when Charlotte drafted him, they traded Vlade to get him. But he did say, I can't wait for that high school kid to develop. This was a time when you had like Garnett and these other high school guys. I can't wait for that high school kid to develop. All right. Good job, Dave Twardzik. That's why we don't remember him except for me, because of the pain, William. The pain. Yes. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Peck time for another edition of Titillating Sports.
And I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.